B News for Friday, January 23rd. I'm Ben Thomas. A huge winter storm started moving across the country Friday, and Alexa St. John reports more than half the population could be affected by snow, ice, or bitter cold.
Officials warn us to prepare for days without power. Stay off the roads, stock up on food and basic supplies, and charge your devices ahead of time. Be sure to insulate any pipes that are exposed to the outside, and let faucets inside drip during these freezing temperatures so water can run through your pipes and protect them.
The cold, no deterrent for protesters in Minnesota.
Protesters turned out in the cold.
We love our Minnesota immigrants.
This woman, Amy, is bundled up.
We have to do what is right and protect our neighbors no matter what the conditions are.
Protest intensified since Renee Good was shot and killed by an ICE agent in Minneapolis. ICE's Greg Bovino defended their work.
When the law is not enforced, violent offenders remain free.
The Department of Homeland Security confirms a 2-year-old named Chloe was detained with her father as they drove home from a grocery store in South Minneapolis. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. forces carried out another strike on an alleged drug boat in the eastern Pacific. Lisa Dwyer has details.
U.S. Southern Command says that the boat was engaged in narcotic trafficking operations and that the strike killed 2 people, leaving 1 survivor. Southern Command says that they notified the Coast Guard to launch search and rescue operations. It's the first such strike since the raid that captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro earlier this month. The U.S. military has focused lately on seizing sanctioned oil tankers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Iran's top prosecutor is calling President Trump's claim that 800 detained protesters were spared hanging thanks to him completely false. Activists say Iran's crackdown has killed more than 5,000 people. A U.S. carrier group's headed toward the region. This is AP News.
Come on, buddy, let's go.
A dog story. Donna Warder has it.
Video from the North Shore Humane Society shows animal advocates rescuing more than 200 dogs from a property in Tupelo, Mississippi. Humane Society CEO Scott Bernier says it's a hoarding situation.
The conditions were filthy and there's dogs inside a home and outside.
The Humane Society traveled 300 miles from Covington, Louisiana to help the nonprofit Paws of War rescue the animals. Bernier says they're all working as fast as they can ahead of an approaching winter storm.
We've been in our facility since 1953. We're trying to get out of here, get a new facility that will handle the weather conditions better. What we're going to do is reach out to the public, ask them to come foster animals.
As of Thursday evening, 9 shelters had taken in 60 dogs. Some are at the North Shore Humane Society. I'm Donna Warder.
The latest through the weekend at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.